from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, so you knew it had to happen. We're getting into 53-man roster time. I'm going to do it a little differently because I think this is why, this is going to illustrate why the Texans have such so many hard decisions to make with the roster. Three practices this week. They're taking the field here in about 20, 25 minutes. And we said this yesterday, and this is what made me start thinking about this, Figgy. I think after all these practices, I believe this is 15 today, two games, even though, you know, other teams, they, even though they have two left, they kind of already know on the whiteboard how things are stacking up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so if you look at last year, and let me go back to the Texans. Now, it did change a little bit, but the Texans last year, if you look at some key positions that we always talk about that are most interesting, and I'm looking at on the offensive side, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. Don't worry about quarterback, because now you can have two quarterbacks and an emergency QB. So yeah. probably Tim Boyle, unless Davis Mills gets moved, we'll get cut. All right. So they had five running backs last year. We know Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, Dari Ogunbowale, and probably Cam Akers are on this team.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe not Cam Akers, but I think, yeah, I think so.
I think he should be.
Yeah. So that leaves one spot. Are we talking a fullback like Andrew Beck, which we haven't really talked about him at all?
Yeah.
J.J. Taylor, you can put those young guys on the practice squad. But let's say they keep Andrew Beck. So that's five right there. Could they keep four? Because if they keep four, then you can do a little more math with the wide receivers. But they only kept – this is where it gets really, really interesting and really, really tough. They only kept six wide receivers to start the year last year. Well, we got six right off the top of our head. Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Robert Woods, Noah Brown, and then either Xavier Hutchinson or Steven Sims. Yeah. I think Steven Sims makes this squad.
I think so, too.
So do you cut Xavier Hutchinson, John Mechie, Ben Skoranek?
Yeah, that's where it get tough, man, mm-hmm. because I feel like Xavier Hutchinson mm-hmm. should be on the team. I thought he did okay to be enough to be on the team.
Yeah.
But I get it. You know, you adding Stephon Diggs and mm-hmm. all that stuff where the math ain't mathing.
Yeah.
So somebody going to be out regardless. But, Skoranek, I thought he had a place on this team when they brought him in.
I did too.
But, you know, I know they ain't give up much for him, so I guess it wouldn't be a big deal if he didn't make the team.
If you only keep four running backs, you're kind of playing with fire. You don't know what Dameon Pierce is going to be. We're going to find out here pretty soon. Cam Akers, as good as he's looked here and there, you know, he does. He's coming off of severe injuries. Dare is good, but he's mostly a special teams guy. Like, so if you go down to four or five and you cut somewhere else running backs, all of a sudden that wide receiver room, that gets really
interesting. Yeah, it was already interesting to me, man. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, I guess where Mechie, where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if he do make this team, like, where are you going to fit him in at? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how much time he going to get.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be really interesting, man. I'm really interested about Cam Akers because, you know, just looking at him play, I think he should be on the team.
I do, too.
I think he's been playing a lot better. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like they married the Dameon Pierce, man. I think they just trying to give him every chance possible, man. I don't think I just don't see them parting ways with him or putting somebody ahead of him right now outside of Mixon.
It gets so hard at the wide receiver position because you have to have four running backs, probably five. You have to have three tight ends. And you probably have to have four tackles. And we know those four. I think the four are going to be Tytus Howard, Laremy Tunsil, Blake Fisher, and Nick Brecker. So where the hell are you going to find some room for these wide receivers?
Yeah, I think we're just going to be saying goodbye to a couple of them, man. Mm-hmm. I think, I like Xavier, but I can see them parting ways with him, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mechie, I can see them possibly finding a home for him.
Yeah.
Trading him somewhere else so he can potentially start over, I guess. I hate that because, mm-hmm. you know, we kind of grew to love these guys and we've seen them last year, but hey, man, you got a big three right now.
Well, and then you look at, maybe guard or center, the interior offensive line. Nah, man, you need five. You have to have five. We saw what happened last year at the center, well, all three positions, but at the center position. So you got Juice Scruggs, Kenyon Green, Shaq Mason, probably Chris Reed, who's been playing pretty well and been playing with the top. So then it comes down to Jarrett Patterson and Kendrick Green. Kendrick Green started last year.
Yeah, he was solid. He was versatile.
Yeah.
So I think they want somebody like that.
The wide receiver position. All right. So if you keep, obviously, the three quarterbacks, two and one, one is emergency, five running backs, six receivers, three tight ends, four tackles, and five interior offensive linemen, you gotta cut bait with three wide receivers. That's tough. Okay, so maybe you can find some room on the defense to find an extra wide receiver or two. Okay, you tell me. At defensive end, Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, Derek Barnett, Jerry Hughes, and then probably one more, either Ollie Gay or maybe they just brought in Fildarius Payne. You gotta have five defensive ends. Maybe somewhere down the road, JJ is gonna need a spot. We won't even talk about that. Defensive tackle. You got to have five. You have to have five. Fotokasi, Settle, Mario Edwards, Khalil Davis, and then who knows? I think Kurt Heinisch might be on the bubble, but they like him. Well, you definitely need five linebackers. That's what they had last year. By the way, I'm basing this all on last year. Al-Shaair, Christian Harris, Henry Toto'o, Neville Hewitt is going to be on the squad. He just, you know, he's a guy that just hangs around. And probably Jake Hansen.
Yeah.
All right? Cornerbacks. Derek Stingley, Kamari Lassiter, Desmond King, C.J. Henderson, and either Mike Ford or Jeff Okuda. Okay, you got to have five of those. Safeties, maybe safeties where you can find a spot. You got Jimmy Ward, Kalen Bullock, M.J. Stewart, Eric Murray, and then Petrie's the nickel. So you just said it. The math ain't mathin'.
Yeah, somebody's just going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and to kind of go back to that receiver position, I kind of look at it like if you look at that receiver position, who could you possibly put on the practice squad?
You can't
put Mechie on there.
Mm-mm.
I don't think you could put Xavier on there.
Yeah,
I think that's where they start looking at guys like those and saying, you know what, we could either trade or just release them.
Yeah,
and the other guys we could kind of keep as depth. Because they might be a little cheaper and, you know, somebody you can kind of stash.
I'm going to give you some names here. You too, Chris. What would be the biggest surprise for you? I'm going to do it in groups of three. Surprise trade slash cut. Davis Mills, John Metchie, Ben Skoranek. What would be your biggest surprise?
The biggest one out of those? Mm-hmm. I would be surprised if they cut or trade Davis Mills. I just think he's comfortable there. Mm-hmm. They comfortable with him there. And quite frankly, I'm not that comfortable rolling with somebody else mm-hmm. that's in that quarterback position outside of, you know, the obvious. I think Keenum is okay, mm-hmm. but I'm not comfortable where I'm like, you know what? We don't need Mills. We got Keenum.
I'm going to say Skoranek. I think Davis Mills, everything you said is right. But if they start a game with a backup tomorrow, I think it's going to be Case Keenum. Chris?
I'm going to go with Davis Mills. I mean, you talk about bringing in another guy, kind of what Figgy was saying, mm-hmm. to learn this whole offense when you already know what Davis Mills is mm-hmm. and he knows the offense. There's no need for them to go. If they were to cut him, maybe quarterback goes down, they have to go and find another one. There's no need for that when you have Davis Mills already there.
I think it could happen. I don't know anything, just kind of looking at it. They have more confidence in Case Keenum as the backup quarterback in a real game. That's what I'm basing it on. So is he's just going to be here? He's just going to be here because you like him, because he knows the offense? I don't know. All right. Kendrick Green, Jeff Okuda, or Kurt Heinisch?
I think probably by default, Kurt Heinisch.
You'd be the most surprised.
Oh, the most surprised. Yeah. I would be surprised with Kendrick Green. I would be surprised if he get cut. But, I don't see them cutting him because mm-hmm. I thought he was a solid last year.
Yeah.
We kind of laughed at the trade from the beginning because yeah. he was hated in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But when he got here, I thought he was solid. So I would be surprised if they cut him.
I'm going to go with Jeff Okuda, mostly because the depth with just the cornerback position, mm-hmm. with Stingley, something happens to him. Or Kamari Lasser, maybe, you know, he's not getting it going as you thought. You know, you don't have, like, the depth there at the cornerback position. So that's why I'm going with Jeff Okuda.
I'm
going
to say Kurt Heinisch, so we all have three different answers.
That would surprise you?
That would surprise me. I think they like him a lot. I could see where Okuda just doesn't work out, and they've got, you know, they got a starting quarterback at, you know, in Kamari Lasseter. And I could see where Kendrick Green, they just trust him. Yeah. You know, but I think he could maybe get cut. I think because they have so many guys on the interior and Kenyon Green is playing so well. I don't know. I think it would probably be Kurt Heinisch. All right. So this has been making the rounds. I'm really starting to hate this dude. And it's not his fault. So Will Levis, I know he's getting paid real well for doing this. But they really are selling this. It's an actual product. He's the guy that, like, eats mayonnaise, you know, on everything.
He put mayonnaise in coffee.
He puts mayonnaise in coffee.
Nasty.
Big. And so Hellman's mayonnaise clearly has signed him as an endorser. But they're actually making cologne.
Try to define you, but you are the ingredient to your own success.
Come on, man.
Luscious, eggy, smell like greatness.
Will Levis, number 8, Parfum de Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise cologne.
That's just nasty.
This is not a joke.
So is it smelling like mayonnaise?
It smells like mayonnaise.
Oh, man, that got to be a joke.
No, it's not. They're actually doing this. I looked it up, and a couple people have posted about it. It did get me thinking about this. Okay, we're all dudes, right? We're, you know, in this room, and a lot of our listeners are guys. What cologne fragrance would you actually like? Would you actually not the classic cologne?
Yeah,
no. Like a fragrance like that.
Like a random smell.
A random smell that you think would be.
This could be a little dicey, man.
Yeah.
This could be a little dicey. I'm gonna leave out the desserts and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, oh man, I was gonna go.
Candles. Hey, you're gonna have your chance.
No, nah, because go. You know you got the candles that smell like birthday cake and cookies and stuff like that. I'm gonna leave that out. This one might be a little tricky, man, because I love this smell. But it can also be a bad smell if you're not into this. But just the smell of seafood, man. Just crawfish. My God. Like when I walk into a restaurant.
Crawfish?
When I walk into a restaurant and just smell that crawfish, it's just like, man, it smells so good. Like I'm home.
But, I'm home.
Yeah, but you can't walk around with that smell here.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's a bad look. But that's just such a good smell, man. Just walking into a seafood spot, a restaurant.
Yeah.
I just love that smell, but it's a little, like I said, it's a little dicey.
All right, so there's a warning. There's going to be a Seinfeld reference here in a minute. So two came immediately to mind. One of them, most of our listeners may not know what it is, but our fishermen will know. So you're out fishing, all right? And there's this thing called a slick that's on the water. And it happens when the trout start feeding, the little oils from them feeding kind of goes to the surface of the water, and it has a very distinct sweet smell, kind of like watermelon or freshly cut grass is what people say. I'd wear that cologne all day. I would wear that cologne all day. The other one is the Seinfeld reference.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey. Smell my arm. Smell it.
No, with all due respect, I don't think so.
Jerry, that smells good. What is that? The beach.
The beach. That would be a good smell for a guy's cologne.
Yeah, I can see that.
You can just like, that smells good. And trout slick. I know my fishermen will know that. What about you, Chris?
You know when, kind of going off of what Figgy said, you know when you walk into a panaderia?
Yeah.
That smell.
A panaderia, like El Bolillo on airline.
Yeah, like that.
That sweet Mexican pastry smell.
Okay.
Dude, that's a great one.
Oh, man. When you walk into that and that just hits you in the nose, it just smells so good.
That is a great one.
Imagine walking around with that. Everybody's just going to turn around and be like, that smells good.
Hey, the texters are coming in. 713-572-4610. And, of course, on YouTube as well. Someone said leather.
Leather.
A cologne that smells like leather. Another guy said, I want to smell like Home Depot. Home Depot does have a smell,
man. Yeah, it do. Just smell of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McDonald's fries. Barbecue smoke.
Barbecue smoke. As
long as it's not too strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Subway? That Subway smell.
Somebody said Subway on the text.
See, that could be a good or bad thing too, man. Because I went to school with somebody who worked at Subway, and she used to come in smelling like Subway. It was not a good smell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it used to stink.
Gunpowder. That's a good smell.
Gunpowder.
Gunpowder is a good smell. Bacon.
Bacon. That's always a good smell.
Bacon's good.
Peach cobbler.
Peach. Yep. How about people that like the smell of gasoline?
Yeah.
I like the smell of gasoline.
Oh, my goodness.
I hate the smell of gasoline.
Some people just love gasoline smell.
Oh,
man.
This is a good one. A tire shop.
Tire shop, yeah.
That's a sweet, a badass smell. Puppy's breath. We'll get to a couple more of your...
What about the new car smell?
I like that one.
I like the new car
smell. Would
you
walk around with it, though?
I probably would, to be honest. I would.
All right. So Texans taking the field right now. Actually, they're getting out there. I'm not a fan of midday practices. I get it. They're great at monitoring players. We're going to talk about that. We're going to finish up this discussion, and we're going to talk about some of the toughest decisions that we haven't mentioned with the Houston Texans.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, so some really good sense here. I didn't know this was going to happen, but it is happening. Will Levis, an actual cologne scent has been made for him, and it's going to be for sale. Hellman's mayonnaise smell. People are saying they would wear the barbershop scent. Apple Jolly Ranchers. Black pepper, not too bad. Cannabis, I knew that was coming. Dog paws. Dog paws smell great. Really? They smell like Fritos. Okay. Yeah. They smell like Fritos.
this might be weird, but I like smelling my dog's paws.
I did.
Paws.
I used to smell Gibson's feet.
I used to like smelling Stanley right after a fresh grooming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, man, he smell good.
Yeah. Coffee shop. Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
I mean,
does that
candles,
have a smell? That's candles.
That's
yeah.
A bunch of scents.
Yeah.
It smells good in there.
It do smell good.
Puppy breath. We're sensing a theme here. New tires. That's the second one of those. Tire shop was another one.
Now, what about Abercrombie and Fitch? Like walking
that has
in there,
a smell.
Man.
Yeah.
Back in the day was bad. Day.
Yeah.
I feel like now it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Man, I walked past there. I want to say it was a couple months ago, and it was light as hell in there. They changed the whole
vibe. Oh, it used to be dark.
It used to be dark in there.
Yeah.
And I didn't even recognize it. It looked like I was in American Eagle or something.
Yeah. They changed like their whole
They changed the whole vibe, man.
The whole clothing and everything.
I know their light bill used to be low.
Oh, yeah. Man. Somebody said the smell of OG sauce. Thank you very much. I'll see what I can do.
Pandering.
I'll see what I can do. All right. So we were just talking about how the getting to 53 is going to be really, really difficult for the Texans. They might have to move some players. They might have to cut some players. So the score has come out with the most likely trade candidates as we're winding down training camp and the preseason. Some of these have nothing to do with the Texans. Some of them are very much out there. The running backs that have been mentioned, because maybe that's something that the Texans could look at. They don't do a lot for me. The Bears, Khalil Herbert, whatever. Miles Sanders, maybe a little bit of interest there from the Panthers. You know, they've added some guys. He was Chuba Hubbard's backup. Samaje Perine, he's cheap. That's one good thing for him. But they also mention a Texan as a prime trade candidate.
Yeah.
They mention Robert Woods.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I thought he would have been gone.
Yeah.
I thought they was going to cut him early on before minicamp even started.
Mm-hmm.
But he been hanging around, man. It seemed like they going to keep him.
I could see Nick Cassero working here. Like, if they really like, and I know they do, John Metchie, despite all his struggles lately and other things, I could see you got a 32-year-old wide receiver, has good pedigree, has been on good teams. He may not have had a huge year last year, but he had some good games.
Yeah, he was very important.
Yeah, he was
CJ Stroud.
Played four, durable, played in 14 games, 40 catches, 426 yards. I could see where they kept Robert Woods with the intent of maybe moving him.
Mm.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's tough. Like I said, it's a lot of receivers to go around to, man.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the math ain't mathing. And by default, you got to get rid of somebody. You can't keep all of these guys.
Yeah, but would you rather have Robert Woods or John Metchie?
I'd rather have Robert Woods.
I would rather have Robert Woods. I mean, you're just playing for this year, with him anyway. I think he's one of those guys that can just kind of.
Could this be more of a money thing? Like a money situation?
He's not that expensive.
Yeah. I know they'd be penny picking, but yeah. Is it cheaper to keep Metchie or Robert Woods?
Well, it's cheaper to keep Metchie and you'd have control, but Robert
just ain't got the production.
Robert Woods signed a 2-year, $15 million contract.
Now, let me ask y'all,
mm-hmm.
who do y'all think gives y'all the most trade value, I guess, between the two? Like, what would the Texans
see? I think that's what I'm saying. I think I could see Nick Cassero working here.
Yeah.
Like, he's always four moves ahead, and he might be thinking, I ain't going to cut Robert Woods. We're going to keep Robert Woods. He's got value. He's a guy that has performed, pretty well. He's played on really good playoff teams. Somebody somewhere is going to need a wide receiver.
Yeah. I could see him waiting until, the cut days. Mm-hmm. Where some people might get cut or some receivers might get hurt.
Yeah.
And maybe they hit up the Houston Texans and see about Robert Woods. Maybe that's like that little card in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Because that would give you a chance to keep Ben Skowronek. You're going to keep Noah Brown. There's five right altogether with the top three. And then you can make your decision on Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie.
Yeah.
And Steven Sims.
Man, it's a lot of receivers, man.
Hell, Quintez Cephas. Like you said yesterday, he had a better game than Metchie for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I don't think he's making the team.
I mean, I'm kidding, but.
Yeah, I don't think he's making the team, but like if we're talking about who played better,
mm-hmm.
Cephas was out there looking better, man.
Yeah, I could see where this is a Nick Cassero special. Like he knows there's gonna be a market for him out there. I don't know. All right, so go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I agree with that. And I think it could potentially be a market for somebody like a Metchie, too.
Yeah.
I think somebody will get the tires on them.
But not as much as Robert Woods, kind of like what Chris was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I can see
like Robert Woods, you can get sixth.
Yeah.
And with Metchie, what? You'd get like maybe a third, fourth?
They might wait him out. Wouldn't get.
The third's too much?
No, way too much.
Yeah.
I would trade him now
if we get a third.
Yeah.
But I think you're probably looking around
seven.
Fifth or sixth, seventh, somewhere around there.
Or they might wait him out to get cut. They know what he's doing.
Definitely a third-day pick.
Yeah. But Woods, you can get a little something and then move from there. So Texans are taking the field right now. By the way, you're going to have a chance to win two Texans tickets to the bullpen front row for Saturday's game in the noon hour. And I'll just say this. I got to confess, we're going to give away those tickets. So that is a hint. The Texans are going to be having these three practices and then the game on Saturday. Then I think they're going to kind of shut things down. These practices, I love the heat. I'm one of those guys. Hell, I got home yesterday afternoon and did my yard. I mean, it's not a big yard, but yeah. I did my yard. I like sweating. I like being out there. But I also worry, and take precautions like everybody does. like practicing at 11:30 in Houston.
Yeah, this really bothers you, man.
It really bothers
me.
It really does.
I have no issue with this, man.
Yeah. It's brutal, man.
I wonder if the players have any issues with it.
Oh, I think some do. I think some would. Here's the thing. Like, they're so good over there. They have those monitors they put on every player. They regulate their heat. They regulate, you know, how hydrated they are, their speed and their performance. Like, they're going to take care of it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not worried about, like, their health or whatever. I'm just saying, like, this is – I guess part of it is, like, when coaches often say, like, well, we got to get this advantage, you know, because we're going to play some noon games. And that's why they're doing it. They play noon Saturday. They play noon next week. And then they got a lot of noon games in the regular.
They got pretty much three straight noon games because even the season opener is.
But that's indoors, but still.
Yeah, but it's noon.
Yeah. Coaches like to have this like psychological advantage, and there's, you know, I do believe there's might be something to it, but I don't think it's that much. Like practicing in the heat, practicing in the cold. Remember when Belichick used to put them out there in like blizzards for full-blown practice? I just think that's overvalued.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of value to it just so you don't, you know, you won't be like shocked when you have to and be the first time you ever playing in a blizzard. But I don't think it's a thing where you must practice in a blizzard.
Yeah.
I do think sometimes practicing in the rain, that could kind of help you get used to it, you know, ball control and stuff
now,
like
that. Now, the rain,
that.
I'll get.
But I don't think it's like, oh, you got, like, looking at team, I mean, I guess this might be a bad example, but looking at a team like Miami that, you know, obviously don't play in snow and see how bad they did in Kansas City.
No, that's fair.
That's kind of like, but I really don't look at stuff like that too much. Like, oh, this is a LA team, so they can't play in the snow and all that stuff.
Well,
I don't look at it. I don't really look at it like
that. I just think these are tough dudes that can handle any situation. If you're saying you got to get used to the heat and that's going to be advantage, I think that's overvalued. And by the way, the roof is often closed. I know there's a giant hole in it right now, but the roof is often closed. I just don't think it's that big of a value.
Yeah, maybe it's just kind of, I guess, toughen them up a little bit.
Yeah.
I know it ain't going to matter. I know they ain't going to play in Miami Heat or nothing like that, but maybe it's just to kind of toughen them up a little bit.
Maybe. All right, let's play the hits next, including new sports for the Los Angeles Olympics and one that they're dropping that really bothers me. And, of course, let's talk a little hardball about those Houston Astros.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, so here's the question we have for the Astros. And I think we all agree on this answer. All right, let's play the hits here, starting with the Astros. And that is, when you look at the division, we all agree they're in it. They're probably going to win it, right? No, it's going to be a fight.
Okay.
Like the Mariners.
You said probably like.
To me, I
like
think.
This is the Olympus or something.
No.
Like it's Team USA.
Yeah, no. Well, okay, that was a lot closer too. But no, I think we all are confident that they have the look we're talking
chance,
about earlier.
Yeah.
They seem to be kind of getting the most out
of
their,
a strong
their,
chance,
their
yeah.
core players, heart of a champion, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like the division is 100% in play.
Yeah.
So then it becomes, all right, can they get you an ALCS again? And I started looking at the standings this morning. I'm like, okay, we're in on this. even though no matter what we thought on May 8th, we're in on this. Can they really get there, or is it just kind of like going to be a big tease, you know, where they're making a run, they maybe edge the Mariners, they get into the postseason, and you know, they're done. So I don't think they're equipped, and I said that back then, like they've been in the past, but they are equipped with that gene that I talk about, that heart of a champion stuff, that they've been there. So that's what I'm talking about when you look at the rest of the teams that are the best teams in the American League. Like, if you want to get to the American League championship, you got to go through, obviously, the division. Then you're probably going to have to go through the Cleveland Guardians. They don't scare me.
Yeah, they don't scare me either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've been there a couple times, but not enough to where it would scare the Astros.
And the bigger question is, would they be collectively, like, worried about the boogeyman, as you call the Astros.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, especially the offense. Mm-hmm. The one thing I'm worried about with the Astros, if they do make it to the playoffs, is, to me, the pitching, the starting pitching.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of guys that haven't been there. So that would kind of make me a little nervous. But as far as the bats, the offense,
yeah,
I think they scare everybody in the MLB.
Well, make no mistake, the Guardians are better than the Astros over the course of the year. Like, significantly better.
Yeah.
So are the Yankees. Yeah. But the Astros, mentally, are, the, yeah, the mentally, Astros are the Yankees' daddy.
Yeah, mentally the Yankees are fried.
Yes.
And they going through a slump right now, man. Mm-hmm. They just lost. They just got blew out by the White Sox.
Yeah, yeah.
So they mentally fried.
And that leads to the other team that's a big-time favorite to get the ALCS, and that's the Baltimore Orioles. I was saying it last year. That team looks good to me. That team looks good to me. Look out for the Orioles. And then they went in the postseason.
Yeah.
And their Astros swept them this year.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be looking over their shoulders. Are we going to be worried about the boogeyman?
Yeah.
I just think, like, when you look at these three teams that are, you know, the odds on favor. Now, I know you can maybe talk about the Twins. They're going to be in the wild card, or, you know, whomever, the Royals, or, you know, maybe the Red Sox get. But if you look at the best three teams in the American League, the Astros have the mental advantage over all three of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like I said, I think people are scared of the Astros. And I don't think the people looking at, I don't think we should feel like if the Astros get into the playoffs, then it's like being the eighth seed in the NBA, where it's just like you have no chance.
Right.
Now, I think once you get in, I think you have a very good chance of being any of those teams.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it won't happen, but I think they have a strong chance, especially with that offense.
Yeah, especially with the offense and especially with that gene, as I talk. You call them boogeymen, and I say that they have that gene. All right, so a little bit of NFL news here that affects the Texans. So, Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell confirmed just moments ago that J.J. McCarthy has a tear in his right meniscus and will need surgery. It's not scheduled yet, and it's still to be determined. As I understand it, once they get in there, they're going to decide, are they going to repair it, or are they going to just, lack of a better term, fiddle with it and do a quick repair, so to speak.
fiddle with it during surgery
bit.
Is crazy.
Yeah, let's just do this. So Texans face the Vikings week 3. It's Sam Darnold time.
Yep.
It's Sam Darnold time.
Yes. I don't want to mark that off as a dub just yet, but
oh, come on,
it's looking like a dub to me,
come
man.
Come on now.
You can be seeing ghosts out there.
Yes,
man.
He is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, he is. So the LA Olympics, they've announced the new sports for 2028 in the LA Olympics. Some of them are coming back. There's going to be, and I got a question for you here. There's going to be squash, flag football, cricket, lacrosse, and then softball and baseball are going to be added to the program for the 2028 Olympics. If baseball has learned anything from these Olympics, you got to suspend the season and put Major League Baseball players in the Olympics.
Mm.
You got to.
Mm.
You have to. The purists are going to be... Yeah, the purists are going to be saying, what the hell are you
thinking?
Yeah,
that's going to take a lot of owners off too, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But they have to. I mean, not only just the Olympics, but when you look at the World Baseball Classic, did you see how crazy those fans were, how excited they were?
Yeah.
Now, imagine that plus the Olympics.
Times 10.
Like, yeah.
I mean, look at what the Olympics have done for the NBA. Now, it's their off season. It's a lot easier. But it's been talked about in the past. There have been a few major leaguers that maybe weren't on a roster that ended up playing on the Olympics and then joined a roster.
Yeah.
I think you got to suspend the season. This could be so good for baseball.
Mm.
This could be, like imagine.
Who would be the favorite right now? Let's say it started right now. Like, what country would be the favorite
I think
in baseball?
USA.
And then Japan?
Japan, Dominican, Cuba, Venezuela, Puerto Rico. That's the other thing. Like, these players from these other countries are going to want to play for their squads.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
Yeah.
And then talk about the marketing advantages, the branding. Like, we got, like, Steph and LeBron, people are looking at them completely different.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine you go out there with absolute Major League Baseball All-Stars.
That's going to be a hard sell for these owners, man. They care about the money. Mm-hmm. And to suspend the season it's not that long.
It would be a month, probably.
Yeah, about a month.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're going to have to sell them on that.
I think you got
to
do it.
I'm down for it.
I think you have to do it.
I would be down for it.
It would help baseball so much. It would help the world's baseball footprint so much. And it would be like one of the sports. And they'd be up there with the NBA and swimming and all that. The sports.
No, we'd be watching baseball. Mm-hmm. I'll be sitting there watching.
Cheering against Yordan.
Let me see what Mexico did.
Well, I guess you could. I guess Yordan wouldn't work. But like cheering against some of these players from the. You get Mason Miller closing games. You get Paul Skene starting a game. You get all these young American players.
How would Team USA look, though?
Yeah.
Disgusting, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Would they be that good?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be good, man. Okay. They'd be good.
Yeah. But then the world rankings would, I mean, Aaron Judge.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I mean, like, it would be just stupid.
I mean, we saw it, like, I hate to mention the World Baseball Classic because I know a lot of people feel, you know, certain type of way about it, but we saw Shohei versus Mike Trout. What, the final pitch, the final out?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That was nuts. Yeah. Now imagine like that in the Olympics.
Yeah,
man, come on.
Yeah, I think you got to do it.
I'm down for it, man. Let's make it happen.
All right. So the sports that are not going to be part of the Olympics, you're going to miss Rachel Reagan Gunn.
Hardly knew you.
Breaking.
Peace out.
Is gone.
Peace out.
Breaking is gone.
Man.
It was a short-term Olympic sport.
I appreciated what they tried to do and put hip-hop on the big stage like that, but nah, that ain't work.
Somebody posted her routine and said, that looks like my Labrador on the floor. Like, just doing all these gyrations, scratching their own back, and all this other stuff.
Every time I see that, I think about that lady, that white lady. I think it was from the 90s, who was trying to teach people how to dance like hip-hop. She's like, this is hip-hop. You got to be, you got to boom, bam. Boom, bam.
And then there's this, like, they're talking about boxing not being a part of the 2028 Olympics.
That's a little disappointing.
That's a lot disappointing. Yeah. Boxing is one of the original, I think it is, one of the original sports from like ancient times.
Yeah, I feel like it would be perfect being in LA too. Like, you got to have boxing on the West Coast.
No
on
boxing?
LA. Yeah.
Who's deciding that? Like, no boxing?
Yeah, that seemed kind of weird, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially in LA. I see if it was in Paris or something like that. But in LA?
No, anywhere. Like, just as an Olympic sport, boxing is one of the, like, the most, you know, traditional. I mean, think about, like, just the Americans. You go back to, George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, you know, some of these others, like, and some international stars with boxing. All right, so another one here for you with the hits. Look. Colin Kaepernick told TMZ yesterday, I'm still training, I'm still pushing, I still want to be back in the NFL. Forget everything else about why he's not in the NFL.
You're still falling for this crap,
dude,
man.
Dude, what are we doing?
Dude, he got to be like, what are you, like 46 years old now?
How old is he? I mean, like, what are we doing? You've been, he's 36.
This is his annual statement. Like, he do this probably like once every other year to say, hey, I'm still trying to play in the NFL, guys.
What are we doing?
Like, when is it? I wonder, when is it going to be time for him to say, you know what? My time is done.
Yeah.
Like, is he going to keep saying this forever?
I mean, he's done.
Yeah.
It happens. No matter how you feel about it, it happens. He's done. He ain't never going to play again in the NFL.
And it's unfortunate. I wish we could have seen him play.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too late now.
Yeah.
It's a little too late.
I don't think
nobody's signing no 36-year-old quarterback to try to
ain't nobody
get a Super Bowl, man. Like, I don't think that. Like, if you want to tag along or something like that, but it seemed like he feel like he deserve a starting position or something.
And by
man.
The way, take a hint. Like, no matter what you feel about it, There isn't an NFL owner alive that's going to sign you.
Yeah. I just felt like he could have played other places if he really wanted to play.
Absolutely.
It's a bunch of different ways he could have played.
And maybe star, and then all of a sudden there's some maybe owner that thinks, all right, yeah, you know, or whatever. Yeah. It ain't.
Yeah. I seen that. I'm just like, man, he's still doing this.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Salute, but bro.
Yeah.
It's over, man.
Enough is enough. Yeah, we're getting a lot of cancel boxing, and you lost me as a fan. No, I can't believe that they would even be considering not having boxing.
Somebody said, do not suspend the baseball season. It makes the foreign teams way better.
That's what we want to see. Like, what are you doing? You want a cakewalk? Like, and by the way, I don't know if that's altogether true. Like, there's a lot of really, really good international players that are not in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Man.
Hey, Texans are on the field as we speak. We're going to give you some practice updates, some observations. There's a very key player that is practicing. We're going to tell you who that is. And, oh, by the way, this upcoming hour, we're also going to give you two tickets to the front row in the bullpen. One lucky listener. Make your own luck. It's happening next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.